Neil's got a comment on Tom Cruise and Scientology. Neil, go ahead, sir.
I don't have anything to comment about his particular religious
yes.
backgrounds or whatever, but as a physician, you know, the thing that intrigues me about him, and I hate to even speak this, bring it up to lend credence to his existence with regards to professionalism, but the man has got a high school education, I think. And how can he have any opinion whatsoever when the weight of medical research has backed up the treatment plan for people with bipolar disorder, postpartum depression, ADHD, et cetera? It's not as though it's just some flippant thing that the medical profession came up with in the first place. In the second place, I would love, as I'm a surgeon, I'm not even a psychiatrist, I'd love to debate him on any issue with regard to that. The guy, these people in Hollywood think just because they make a gazillion dollars for making a movie that their opinion, and everybody's entitled to
that. You know what, when it comes to politics, they do too as well. You're right. You're absolutely right. I mean,
blow it off. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
We look at celebrities, you're right, with a certain credibility, and I don't know why. But here's the thing I want to know. I want to know, does it help their Hollywood careers? I mean, why are so many celebrities attracted to it? I'll ask Michael that, but right now I want to talk to Linda, who has a question or comment. Linda, you have a question for Michael. I'll bring Michael up right now. Michael Tilsey is a 27-year member. He's no longer a member. He says he's anti-Scientologist. He says it's a fraud. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Tom.
Yes.
Hi, Linda.
My question's fairly basic. I don't understand where Mr. Hubbard got his inspiration or his knowledge. If he wasn't this research scientist, if he wasn't, a war hero, at what point was he divinely inspired?
I don't know. He sounds like a deity, as described on their website. And a lot of his things sound like science fiction writings. Michael, where did he get his inspiration?
A lot of it he got from Satanism and the occult and hypnosis.
Is that documented?
Yes.
Michael, can I ask you this? This is the biggest controversy. This is the biggest controversy I hear.
Yeah.
When they talk, are they evil? Are there people? I mean, are they killing people? Are they keeping people captive? We heard about people. What is your take on this? Now, you know, from everything I read about Scientology and Dianetics, it doesn't sound bad, but I hear about all these monstrous things going on behind closed doors.
Right. One thing you have to understand is Scientologists never are allowed to hear about these things, or if they do, they are explained away. And your previous caller's comment about where does he get this information? Tom Cruise is being fed the information by Scientology. He thinks he knows it, but it's carefully filtered to him. In terms of holding people in
killing
rooms,
people, come on.
Yes, it does happen. It happened in Florida with a woman by the name of Lisa McPherson, whom they held against her will in a room for 17 days, shoving a turkey baster with drugs down her throat to sedate her, and she died.
Why'd they do that?
It's a process, a part of Scientology called an introspection rundown that they give to people who've had a psychotic break. And one of the dirty little secrets of Scientology is that people on the upper levels of Scientology quite frequently have a psychotic episode. They go nuts. They can't be calmed down. They take them off into some usually remote place, if it can be found, and they do what's called a baby watch or an introspection rundown. Basically, they hold them in a room, absent from any contact with family, friends, or anybody who might represent them, until they calm down, until they sort of come back to their senses.
Now, if you ask them, they might think, well, we're helping this person.
Right. Most Scientologists would say, yes,
but
we're helping this person.
Okay, now that was the part about dying, but I'm talking about killing. Do they go out and try? There were stories in the 80s when I was, was it in the 80s or in the 70s? I heard about, like, they would try to blackmail a congressman by having someone pretend they were hit by his car and they drove away. Do you remember some of the stories?
Yes, I do. I remember reading about that particular episode.
Yeah, things like that. So what do they do? Do they do dirty tricks?
Absolutely, they do dirty tricks.
To control people.
To control people, to control the media, to control people of influence who have the ability to bring things to light about their activities.
Why are celebrities so attracted to Scientology?
It may not be that they're so attracted to it, although there is a certain kind of thing that people who are actors have a need or desire for attention, and Scientology fulfills that need to some degree. But more importantly, they are specifically targeted by Scientology. Specifically, they even have special organizations.
To bring in more members.
To bring in celebrities, because they know that the celebrities have influence and can bring in more members and bring in more money.
Is there one leader right now of this church, right now, one leader?
There's a person called David Miscavige, who organized a coup and basically took over from Hubbard and ousted his wife.
Where's his wife now?
His wife is dead.
Oh, okay. So David Miscavige is now the leader?
He is the leader.
Okay.
He is the top dog.
All right. Is it a corporation?
It's many corporations, but it is one monolithic organization. It has separated itself into a multitude of many corporations in order to protect its legal behind, so to speak, so that if one organization is sued, supposedly they can't go back up the chain and sue all the organizations because they are individual corporations. But okay. In actual fact, there exists a document called Command Channels of Scientology, which show clearly that the entire panoply of organizations are all controlled from the top by David Miscavige.
All right, I'm going to ask, what is their main goal in life? We have more coming up. I'm Tom Martino on News Radio 740 KTRH.